Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Wednesday afternoon. Now, before we do anything else, let me address the ESPN reporter there for just a moment. ESPN, which has forsaken any semblance of covering sports in favor of simply advancing left-wing political causes, is the resource utilized there in that ABC News report to talk about the Big Ten. Why, it's just awful. The Big Ten can't do this. They can't do it until, did you notice when? The end of November. In other words, after the election. All right. Now, I'm just saying. It's just one of those things that kind of jumped out at me and felt that it was really necessary to talk about. You know, something else that really jumped out at me was Ralph Northam, Governor Ralph Northam, and LeVar Stoney standing, well, not quite hand-in-hand, but pretty doggone close, as Ralph Northam endorsed LeVar Stoney for re-election. Now, this is the same LeVar Stoney, you may or may not recall, that just about 2 years ago said that Ralph Northam needed to resign immediately, if not sooner. Now, what has happened? I don't know. I mean, politics and strange bedfellows and all of that stuff, I suppose. Justin Griffin is one of the folks running against LeVar Stoney. Justin would like to become the brand new mayor of the city of Richmond. I'm happy to say Justin is here. Justin, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your reaction as Ralph Northam stood and endorsed LeVar Stoney.
Yeah, it was pretty similar to what you just said there. What's changed? It's because, you know, I'm old enough to remember that it was, like you said, just less than 2 years ago, he was asking Governor Northam to resign after he was exposed for wearing blackface. But, you know, I'm not surprised at all by it. It does leave me wondering a little bit if the governor's been living in the same Richmond as the rest of us for the last 4 months. But these political establishment types, they live in a world, you know, where words mean literally nothing, and they'll do and say anything to stay in power. And that's why this election's so important, I think. You know, I think that's what makes me different than the other candidates in the race, too. If, you know, people out there think that things are going to get better if we can just get rid of Stoney by, you know, electing one of my competitors, like a Kim Gray. You know, I challenge you to look up her fawning post about Kamala Harris getting selected as the VP pick, or her picture posing in front of the graffiti-covered Lee Monument. If we want real thing, we want real change here in Richmond, and to save Richmond, to save all the wonderful progress that we've made in Richmond over, say, the last 20 years, then we need somebody who's not a politician, who means what he says, and is ready to get to work addressing real Richmond issues, instead of just playing for symbolic victories and playing party politics.
Let's talk a little bit about the damage that has been done. You talked about your questioning whether Ralph Northam has lived in the same Richmond everyone else has for the last couple of months. The destruction is amazing, and I'm not simply talking about the monuments, but businesses. How many tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in business now is gone?
Yeah, absolutely. My day job is I'm a small business attorney.
Yeah.
All I work with is small businesses. I'm helping people start and run businesses. And on top of Richmond already probably being the hardest locality to work with in the entire Commonwealth, at least the ones that I've dealt with, now these small business owners are having to deal with this. And after the first really bad night where Broad Street got destroyed, I was down there walking up and down Broad Street talking to small business owners and seeing the power saws out and the drills going up and just the heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, seeing that people's lives, it's their livelihood, it's their life's work doing this. You pour your heart and soul into a small business to get it work. It's not fair. It's awful to see. And every day I'm out talking to Richmonders and I'm talking to Richmond business owners. And, while all of the destruction of the city has been very loud, mm-hmm. the blowback is happening quietly because there's not a day that goes by that I don't talk to a person or a business owner that are seriously thinking about or actively making plans to leave. I talked to one just the other day that said, I'm closing my shop come beginning of 2021 because I don't want to give the city of Richmond another dollar of tax money. I had to sleep in my business for 17 nights straight, running off people at 3 a.m. to stop them from destroying my business. And so in the long run, Richmond's really going to pay for Mayor Stoney's weakness on this.
Justin, I have spoken over the years before this nonsense began to any number of folks who said, I had a choice of locations, and I really wanted to open up in the city of Richmond, but City Hall was impossible to deal with. And that hasn't just been during the LeVar Stoney time, but during the Dwight Jones time as well, that they couldn't get permits, they were ignored on a regular basis, tax payments they made were not credited properly for those that already had businesses. I have friends in a variety of service businesses, crafts businesses, who all, and I mean all of them, Justin, say the same thing. We simply will not take a job in the city of Richmond because it's impossible to work with City Hall. And it's just gotten worse since this rioting started, right?
Oh, absolutely. I see it every single day in my day job. Again, that's another thing that makes me different than everybody else. I have a day job, but I'm out there, I'm working with businesses and they want to start up and they come to my office. They say, Justin, I've got this dream. I want to start a small business. I want to work for myself. I want to, make something to help people or to stop making money for somebody else, make it for me. And we get to the point where, all right, where are you going to be located? And if they say Henrico, Chesterfield, Hanover, anywhere else in the state, really, it's like, all right, here's what we got to do. It's easy. It's efficient. But then if they say the city of Richmond, it's like a wait. It's like, all right, here's what we got to do. It's going to be a long process. It's going to be an expensive process. You're going to pay more taxes on the back end as well.
Yep.
And things are probably going to be wrong a few times. You're going to have to wait for your permits to open up the business. And, it really is just something that stifles growth and business here in the city. And I think a lot of people in the city and a lot of business owners have always felt that way, but a lot of people love Richmond. There's a culture in Richmond. They want to be in the city. You want to be in things where things are happening, like a Scott's Addition. But I think this has been a real breaking point for a lot of those people because it's one thing when you have to fight against, dragging the weight of an inefficient city hall and getting permits or paying significantly higher business taxes, which businesses in the city do versus the counties.
Yeah.
But if you do all of that and then the city lets your business get destroyed and you're not safe and your customers aren't safe and they don't feel like they want to come into the city. I have talked to another business owner who they have a lot of clients coming in from the counties and they're getting calls saying, is it safe for us to come down there? And so they're thinking about moving their business out just because they're losing clients.
I'll tell you what, Justin, it's disturbing. At the best of times, dealing with Richmond City Hall seemed reminiscent of dealing with the old Soviet Union. You know, there had to be a secret handshake over here, and people joked about it, and I don't know how true it is, but the right palms had to be greased, and you had to know that you were going to file these forms seven times because the first six times they were going to be lost. But now as we add in the danger factor, my wife the other day had a friend of hers visiting, a college friend of hers that was in town with her daughter. And my wife said, yeah, we're going to meet downtown at a certain hotel where she was staying. And I said, well, number one, I don't know that any of those services in the hotel are open. Number two, unless you're planning to get in there and get out very quickly, I would really prefer if you guys got together somewhere in Henrico or Hanover. And it killed me to say that. Look, I'm a city guy through and through, but man, it's just getting to a point, Justin, where even those of us who do love cities are looking at Richmond and saying, no, I don't think it's worth it now.
Yeah, and it's I'm hearing that from everybody. That is a kind of a universal thought right now, when perception is reality. And yeah, it's self-defeating in the long run, because here in the city, the reason I'm in this race is because I want Richmond to get better. I want to keep on the progress. I want to keep us moving forward. I want to keep us growing so that we can invest in our schools and our neighborhoods. But you can't do that if you don't have any tax revenue. And so if your businesses leave, or if people are afraid to come in and eat at your restaurants or frequent your businesses or to open up their own business and pay business license tax, or people leave and property values drop, it creates this downward spiral where people are leaving, money's going down, there's no activity, there's no businesses, you have less money and less money and less money, and you can't do things like improving the schools or paving the roads, which are absolutely crumbling and a disaster in the city, and you can't find good people to provide good services in City Hall because you can't pay them. And so it's a self-defeating cycle. And so that's why the number one priority has to restore peace and order in the city to get things moving forward again, so that we can, again, have a peaceful and prosperous Richmond.
So very true. Justin, do me a favor. For folks who want to learn more about your campaign, what's the best way?
Yeah, go to the website at griffinformayor.com. That's griffinformayor.com. There's links on there, too, to my social media. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And on those social media, I'm actually posting an example a day of, you know, examples of how we deserve better. And it's a lot of taking my background as an attorney and accountant, looking at a lot of the inefficiencies and pointing them out and showing, here's how I'll attack making City Hall a better place, all of the waste and mismanagement that we see there. So you can follow along on social media with that.
All right, I love it. Justin, I appreciate you being here. Griffin4Mayor.com. If you want to learn more about Justin, see what his plans are if he is fortunate enough to be elected mayor of the city of Richmond. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.